This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is, as I said, going to be a big week in the life of the American economy. The Fed meets tomorrow and Wednesday. Might be some news there. Yes, no, I know they are not going to do anything on rates. There was the census news today. Sure, yes, that's political on the face of it. But believe me when I tell you it is really about the money. And then, oh yeah, there's a big speech to a joint session of Congress coming Wednesday from the new-ish guy in the White House. With Friday marking his first 100 days, President Biden's going to roll out the next part of his agenda, the American Families Plan, it's called. And like everything else the Biden White House wants to do, this administration is asking people to look a little bit differently at what needs to go into the economy to get robust and equitable outcomes. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us started.
One of the key things we're hearing about the American Families Plan is that it calls for major additional investments for kids, pre-kindergarten, more child care support, all part of the Biden administration's argument that these things are necessary for a well-functioning economy, especially given what the pandemic revealed, says Cindy Cisneros, vice president for education programs at the Committee for Economic Development.
I think there was a greater recognition for employers in the business community that childcare is really the workforce that supports all other workforces.
This isn't a new idea, but there's a lot more support for it than in the past, says Stu Friedman, a professor emeritus at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania.
The pandemic had a huge role in reshaping how American parents think about the needs that they have from government to help educate and take care of their kids so that they can work.
For many parents, this was no secret. But now, even more people recognize how hard it is to juggle remote learning or other child care duties while trying to work. But whose job should it be to help? The private sector? States? Extended family? Veronique DeRuggi is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center and an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute.
I think fundamentally what has changed is that the pandemic has actually opened a door and given an opportunity for Democrats to make the case that this is a role for the federal government.
A case many Republicans and some Democrats dispute vigorously. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.